United States Embassy here in Barbados from Mr. Michael Morgan, the spokesman for the embassy, that many American citizens have been evacuated from Grenada. The spokesman says he does not know how many medical students and other civilians have been or are about to be evacuated. The U.S. Embassy spokesman is on the other phone here now. He says they are just about to be evacuated, so they have not yet left. He does say these Americans, and again, we don't know how many, will go to a destination in the United States. They will not go to another Caribbean country, as we had previously thought. So the American citizens there appear to be safe and appear to be about to be evacuated, according to the United States Embassy here in Barbados. Meantime, Caribbean Broadcasting here quotes sources in Grenada saying U.S. and Caribbean troops are meeting resistance in a town 3 miles south of Grenada's capital of St. George's, a town called Tantine. They say Grenadian armed forces have armored cars stationed in roads between houses and that individual soldiers are firing on multinational forces, including Marines, from inside the homes. The report said the U.S. Marines and Caribbeans are not firing back in the vicinity of homes, apparently to avoid taking civilian casualties. That report from Caribbean Broadcasting, which is well connected, paints an overall picture of U.S. Caribbean forces meeting stubborn resistance.